Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment. In this installment of our 5th edition D&D game, we focus all of our efforts on driving Rob insane.
Butter.
All right, I don't want any more screwing around. I don't want anybody yelling at any time during the day, or else the shit is going to hit the fan.
Game face is on.
Oh yeah, this is going to be terrible. All right, so here we go.
Very hot. It's going to be very miserable for everybody.
Initiative. Goblins.
One. Roll
4.
Oh, shit. Jesus. God damn it.
Fuck. Roll a 3 and a 4 and a 4. Why do I even use a d20? I'm already using your new top secret system that I won't talk about.
All right. Damn, what do you go?
I go on 5 again. Don't even have to change anything.
Well, Jay?
10.
I just reveal the battlefield.
All right, Josh?
5.
All right, and Chris?
18.
We better do some damage.
All right. I was going to say this. Don't go into the front. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. You get a wave.
Walker?
You get a little wave.
And Dustin?
21.
Boom, there's the waver.
It's either that or 63, but neither one of those does me any good.
So are you going to wave on your turn?
No,
right. As is tradition.
No, how many of these things are there? There's a bunch.
17.
17.
Jesus Christ.
Some are smaller than
he has no power here.
Magic missile.
Okay.
How about a fire spell? Should I do that instead?
Magic missile could hit 3 guys though. You put one missile into the base three casting? Different targets.
Of course it does. It makes sense.
Do I have to roll for that? It just happens.
You create 3 glowing darts of magical force. Each dart hits a creature of your choice that you can see within range. Mm. Rob's read a lot of voices. It's as good as it gets.
pretty close.
You cast a magic missile, you divide
a dart deals 1d4 damage.
3 magic missiles between up to 3 different targets.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, you need to do the smaller ones. They're more likely to fall.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so roll a d4 and add 1 to it each time. That's the
pivotal one.
So you kill 1 goblin. Roll again. You don't kill another one, and you kill a second one.
So
two explode and with candles. Another one is eyeless white mice. The other one is injured. That takes us past Dustin to Chris.
Okay, so if I want to move up, I don't want to like get base with these guys, but I want to cast Thunderwave.
Yeah.
So I want to. It's 15 feet from me. But I want to clear these guys too if I can. So
yeah, you're still going early in the round, so you just move up close enough that you can catch. I'll say you can catch 2 of the small ones and 1 of the bigger ones.
Okay, so I need to get a con save from them, okay. And it's going to be 12. Is there?
Made. Failed. Failed. All right, damage.
Okay, it's going to be 2d8.
They destroy one of them automatically.
7.
And another one automatically, and the other one takes 3. Got it. All right. Beautiful. Boom! Sound can be heard from up to a mile away as a thunderous explosion happens from somewhere in your body.
And alerts the rest of the goblins in the forest.
Yeah. And Taco Bell before we left. Sorry.
Right. All right. So we'll deal with what the repercussions are of that in a moment. All right.
Doors not anywhere.
So that takes us past Crest 2, Goblin Group 1. There are 3 of them left. I'm just going to divide them. There we got 1, 3, 6, 7. I've got 1 goblin for each of you, so we'll just start on this side.
You got Ricky Timbers, too. I'll lean him forward.
Ricky Timbers is in a cage. You can't do shit.
Turn that tax.
He can take a hit if I need him forward.
For real, though.
All right, so these guys are going to do... all right, so they move up to attack, and they're going to use a bonus action disengage. They skitter back. All right, so on you, that's going to be an armor class of 7. AC 19.
Yeah, that's a hit.
And Josh, that is an AC of 12.
That's a miss.
All right, so poor Jay takes 4 damage. All right, and they all skitter back. That takes care of Goblin Group 1. Jay, you're up.
All right, what does Shield of Faith do?
Well...
like, is it shield me or does it shield a group?
Well, it has a range of 60 feet.
It's not on my list. I can't.
You can put a shimmery field to appear and surround a creature of your choice within range. That can be either yourself or to somebody else.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life?
Granted, they have a +2 bonus to AC.
All right, never mind.
Okay, forgotten.
Let's fuck support.
Sacred Flame. One that hit me. That'll be a 19.
All day long.
He's a flamer.
For 4 damage.
All right, he is still alive. Okay.
But is he on fire?
He is not on fire. Walker, you're up.
He's really bright.
Eh, long bow.
Shit.
That's a 9.
All right, that is a miss. Good effort, good effort. Survey says, and all right, the rest of the goblins are coming forward. We'll divide them up between you four. We will start with...
What did I do?
And they are again closing, attacking with scimitars, and skittering away. Starting with you, Chris, that's going to be an AC-14.
Right.
Potts, it's a 16. Walker, that is a miss. And Dustin, my duck, that's a 15.
That's on the nose.
Okay. You take 8 damage. And you take 8 damage.
Jesus. I have 3 health left, guys.
All right.
God damn.
That takes care of the goblins. So, Potts, it is your turn. And they all skitter back away from you. Potts, you're up.
I'm going to throw oil at Goblin Group 2.
All right.
Nice. Spraying them.
Nice.
All right, you just shake it up real real fast before. All right.
Get it nice and frothy.
Okay, so you have to make a ranged attack against the target creature or object, treating the oil as an improvised weapon, which means you have disadvantage on your attack roll.
What does that mean?
You roll 20-sided dice and take the lowest of the two.
Great.
They're rolling twice.
Fucking 4.
Okay, so you miss. The bottle of the flask of oil goes tumbling past, splatters the ground behind, covering the floor behind that goblin with oil. All right, that takes care of Potts. Dan, you're up.
So nobody is coated in oil at the moment.
Nope. Just me.
All right. Then I'm going to use 3 magic missiles.
All right.
That's a good
spell. I would like to throw one at an injured big goblin. That will take 4 damage.
Kills it.
All right. Are there any other injured big goblins?
Yep.
All right, another one there. 2 damage.
Does not kill it.
Third one to that same guy. For 3 more damage.
Kills it. All right. So 2 that were on you were both gone. All right. That takes care of Dan. We are now moving on to Josh. Show us your stuff.
All right, man. I'm going to take the first big goblin closest to me.
That's one that's been fucking with you.
Yeah, right. I'm going to take my great axe to him.
Since you're right.
Don't roll a 1.
See what happens. Oh, I'm fucking
with his falcon eyes, he can never roll another 1.
Penis!
That's a 4, isn't it?
That's 10.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't look anything like a 4.
That's a 15.
That is a hit right in the nose.
All
right,
so I need 1d12 plus 3. Who's got a... Thank you.
15 12, damage.
15 damage.
All right, you murderize him twice over. All right, yeah, you kill him and his ancestor.
Yeah,
all right, good show, good show. That takes
you can
us
only
to
kill more than one in a round.
Goddamn right.
The last of the.
Justin and I both killed 2.
We don't all have magic missile, all right?
Neither do we anymore. Don't be so hard on yourself.
All right, we've got clubs. Hi, sir. We're gonna try to catch you with our clubs. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shut up, Erky Timbers.
Erky Timbers! There's so much violence! And he's just painfully rubbing one out.
We need to all get right. rid of this guy.
Wrong game is right. So I'm just going to just give high for this half the table. All right, so it's going to be one of you 3 that gets the pass. It's going to be you that gets the pass. Everybody else gets a commoner goblin. Oh, this will be exciting. All right, Dan, first up to you. That is a miss, in fact. Jay, you're up with 2 ones in a row.
Told you.
Nice.
Anal extrusion.
Yeah, all right. Let's fuck him up.
That's 21.
And he's dead.
It's 21 on you, Chris.
Oh, on me?
Yep, for 3 damage.
Oh, shit. Fuck, I thought I was getting skipped.
No, it was Josh.
I'm down.
You're down like a $2 hooker at Mardi Gras.
Oh, and, spare of the dying.
Are you the only one who can heal?
18 armor class?
That healing word.
That's where I'm losing.
For 3 damage.
I'm going to cast it on myself.
That is a 13 AC.
Nope.
And my duck. That's a miss. All right, so all the guy who brings to the top of the round, which means it is Dustin's turn. These guys do not skitter away because they suck.
So they are all up in your grill.
Firebolt!
Right at the guy in front of you. Do it.
Fuck.
Your firebolt just impacted on the surface. All right, that takes us past
that. Didn't happen to hit that oil behind him, maybe?
No, it just got...
Oh, unfortunate.
He couldn't get the child's like candle lit.
He sneezes and it just goes...
All right, death saving throw for you, sir. All
right. That's failed.
Ooh, so one failure. Oh, shit, he's sliding towards the grave.
I got late. Poison sprayed on that belt.
Two more. All right, Goblin Group 1.
I've got elf food. There's no way I can heal
it. Elderberry.
I have no way to heal it.
Just shove it full of elf
food. Pop a good berry. I gave everybody good berries. Just pop one in my mouth.
Just slide it in.
Did you give me a good berry?
I gave everybody.
Oh, I'm so full. Like, did you really do that?
Did you really do that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
All right, I didn't know that I had that.
All right, Jay,
you just made one.
No, I made 20.
Oh, yeah, I thought you did.
Burb got spare of the dying.
You make 20?
You can make 20 good berries.
Oh, you just burn all your slots?
Well, I've got, no, it's I've one got spell. Good berries. So,
yeah. One spell? What are you fucking talking
good
about?
Good berries, it makes like 20 of them.
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, if it's a good berry, I'm on the good berries.
Now, like, you'll
up to 10 berries. 10
berries. Twice. 10. So
we still all have one.
We still all have one.
It's okay. I was just like, 20.
10 is still pretty good, though.
10 is upset.
Can you not just pop one yourself?
He's dead.
He's unconscious.
He's unconscious. He's dying.
Yeah.
So, if I just get a runner, stick
in
the trunk.
If you just pop it in my mouth, I would immediately have one health.
No, you have to put it in his butt.
All right, guys, hang on. Hang on. It is.
I'll put it in your butt.
It is Robert, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Roll the dangle.
Coming up.
I heard it did.
Can I spare the dying on.
Venom.
Venom.
Spare the dying.
Did that one have Tom Hardy in it?
No, this was the Topher Grace.
Wow. All right. You're stable. All right. That takes care of you, sir.
Awesome.
All right. The Walker, you're up.
What does that put him at?
Does that put him at one?
You're
hit
still
point?
Zero.
But if I give you a good berry, are you at one?
I'd stick his good berry in his mouth. All right. Stick my good berries in his mouth.
Right.
You're the one closest to it.
Right. Of course, you've been dipping your balls
nice.
In the link. So you now have a blue stained tongue as well to go with the good berry that pops in.
It's cold
mouth.
In here.
Tastes like schnozberries.
Schnozberries, my favorite. All right, that takes care of you, Goblin Group 2. I've got four possible targets.
A little bit on the same place. Just a little thumb.
Please miss you this time.
I can't. Oh, fuck. I can't. I can't eat my good berry.
Full. I couldn't possibly.
I'm in the middle, so I'm getting hit by both groups. It sucks.
That's what I was confused by.
All right, you're prone, so I got advantage on you. That's a 6 for the first roll. Second roll is a 9 plus 4 is 13.
Misses.
Okay, so you miss on you.
Fuck yes.
That is a 17 for no damage. Walker, that's going to be a 14 for 4 damage.
On the nose.
I'm sorry, 6 damage. And on Dustin, my duck, that's 15. For 6 damage. All right, that's
dead.
Just, all right, you drop to the ground.
Good berry.
Somebody jam a berry in my balls. All right, Pops, you're up.
I'm going to attack the earphone with my sword of the Lord.
So you've got the little commoner goblins all around you.
Okay, well, I got to take care of them. Commoner goblins, fuck off.
God damn it, 9.
No. All right, you fail, you flail, you're up and around, and nothing really great happens out of that. Wait. Yes, that's where we are. Dan, you're up.
How many commoner goblins are on me?
1.
Can I maneuver so that there will be more than one within 5 feet of me?
You're all kind of in the scrum. Uh-huh. I would say you could probably get another one. Total of 2.
All right, I'm going to maneuver that. What if I would... Can I get closer if I accidentally get one of my buddies in the group also?
Yeah. You can get 4 if you get one of your friends.
All right, I do that. You can pick the friend at your leisure.
You're down, so that gives me 5 possible joyous victims. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 2, 4, 6, 8.
All right, so...
Who do we appreciate?
So, 5 total.
Four
goblins.
I'm cool with that, too.
Swords burst from my body. Swords burst from my body and strike everybody within 5 feet of me for a die 6 damage. You have a dexterity check DC 12 to avoid.
Fail. The black one because apparently it's not doing us any good.
I don't know if you
so
can
do we have to do it too?
Make.
Anybody's
13. Fuck off.
There you go.
All right, so I've got 3 failures.
Was I near him?
Wait, no, so do I take half damage?
All right, so no, there's no half damage. It's all D6 or nothing.
Oh, okay.
So you want just all the D6 rolls?
Yeah, I'm
going to
jump.
I use a fortune to reroll.
Wrong game. All right.
One. That was so not worth it.
All right.
You, it hurts. Look, it's pocket knives.
All right.
Somebody hit it with a pencil.
Oh, my goodness. It's not even a real pencil. Like one of those like
level 5 pencils. I can roll 2 damage.
All right. So that takes care of that. Good show. Josh, you're
feel bad.
Am I close enough to move in front of Benham and then attack as well?
You can move up to him and attack as well.
Yes, I want to block him so he can no longer be engaged.
Good move.
And then I want to take a swipe out of whoever the fuck is closest to me.
Sure, there's a little goblin there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, don't hit me.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Don't hit me, I bruise easy.
I'm gonna use my great axe for a wide swing. If I can maybe hit another one around him, if I
only if you're
him.
In a wide stance. No,
so here we go. Tell me what I got.
That's a 14.
14 plus 5 is 19.
All day long, all day strong.
And then for the great axe, I need again 1d12.
It's plus 3, right?
Plus 3.
You kill it.
Yeah, so it's 5 total.
All right, so you murderize another goblin. Like he says,
oh, my God! All
right.
Yeah, go fuck yourself to death, bud.
I will!
All right, that takes care of that. So the commoners get to do their thing. We got 1, 2, not 3. That one goes to you. 5.
Like, get Spear the Mind is fucking me, right?
Buckle my shoe.
Josh was normally skipped, so he killed yours. So that means 1, 2. Okay, so it's you 2 and then you 3.
Math.
I got it.
Somebody's missing. Good berry.
Misses.
17 AC.
No, wait, I'm at 18. Never mind. No.
You're wearing case armor?
Says 18.
Yeah. I believe you.
Heavy
armor, yeah.
Wait, right. Look at me. I look at the numbers.
Miss. Miss. 17. Oh, you're already down.
He's already down.
Oh, he'll shift his target to somebody random. 1, 2, 3, 4. Going for you then. 17.
Yeah, hit.
For 2 damage.
Yeah, I'll take that. Fuck you.
All right. That brings us to the top of the round. Give me a death saving throw. Just roll a d20.
8.
Failure. All right. So you can take 3 failures and you die. All right.
Neat.
Chris, you're up.
Does he have an enemy on him right now?
No, they've all turned their attention from him because it's a kind game.
It's a friendly game.
Not like Demon Lord, where they would have dragged his twitching, still living corpse-ish thing away.
And he doesn't have an enemy on him, I'm going to go run over to him and pop a good beer.
All right, your mouth is full of scars.
Dude, if we step in front of you and take that damage, it means that you go over there and help him, and you get
taste the rainbow. It kills too. All right, that takes care of that. Jay, you're up.
Oh yeah, let's. So what do I got on me?
Andy's her wizard.
Currently, you have 1 goblin commoner.
All right, I'm gonna mace this dude for 18.
Yep.
I don't have my d6. Let me grab that.
Take it.
Bah.
Oh shit, 4 damage.
Kills it. Yeah. Nicely done. All right.
Like a pro.
That brings us to Walker.
It's bludgeoning. Does it still die?
It just does. It just does still die. Yes.
Does it die more?
It dies more with broken bones and little bits flying out and eyeballs turning into mush.
Ultraviolet. I've got one on me, right?
Yes, you do.
All right, we'll take a swing at it. Fuck, 7.
The goblin ducks underneath your attack.
12.
And shout, ooh, that may be enough. And then stands right back up into your backswing.
Seven.
And dies.
Sounds like you got 2 attacks.
Beautiful. All right. That brings us to the Goblins Group 2, which is this side of the table. One of them is going to shift over. He's going to shift away from you. He's going to go after Josh. So we'll deal with that first. That's going to be a miss.
I'm alive again.
Yes.
Pots, that's a 19.
You're unstable.
God damn, it's a miss.
You're not alive. Wait.
Yeah,
5 damage.
Jesus.
Walker, that's going to be a 19.
Fuck.
For 4 damage.
And I'm down.
And that was 1, 2, 3. And I've got what, 4th one floating around. Coming for you.
Got one left.
For a 13 armor class.
Yes.
All right. Penis leech.
Fantastic.
Penis leech. All right. That takes us to Pots.
Okay, so it says I have two weapon fighting. What the fuck does that mean?
That means you could put a weapon in each hand and fight with
them. Why haven't you been doing this? Here's the thing, right? Here's what I was under the end. Like, I have one hand axe.
So, like, what's your attack mod?
And then a great axe.
Okay, so, like,
great axe is two hands.
Hand axe is a
hand axe, but I have hand axe, unarmed, and javelin. Could I have been using javelin and axe the whole time?
Two weapon fighting. You don't have two weapon fighting.
Yeah,
I do though.
Nope.
Does it say two weapon fighting?
It literally says it. I have two weapon fighting as an action.
Well, there you go.
The fuck have I been doing? Throwing all my javelins away.
I don't know.
No, I think you answered your own question.
Dustin, you sit the fuck over there and you stay there, buddy.
And that is an 18.
18.
For the closest goblin.
Yep.
Or 6 damage.
Kills it.
Nice.
And then you're left.
Six.
That's 5.
Miss. All right. That brings us to Dan.
Redemption time, baby. I'm going to do the same thing.
All right.
How many can I get to?
There are two goblin commoners left. The rest of them all skittered back. You can get to both of them.
All right. We're skitters, getting to both of them. They got to roll a 12 dexterity save.
Made.
And
failed.
Yes. Take 6 this time.
All right. One more goblin commoner is dead, screaming for his mother. That takes us now to Josh.
All right. How many are left?
One goblin commoner who is in reach, 4 goblins that have pulled back. And at the end of this round, something really magnificent is about to happen.
Great. How far have they pulled back?
Just
the tips.
They pulled all the way out.
They're not near the oil that was thrown earlier?
No. They're not that stupid. Close.
All right, well, I mean, I guess I'm going to do what I can do here, boys. Sorry. I'm going to take my...
Fart in their general direction.
My hand axe at the commoner, and I'm going to go for him.
Yeah, chuck the hand axe, or you're just going to attack
him? No, I'm going to attack the shit out of him.
Great axe, no?
Great axe.
No, fine. I'll great axe in it. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Watching that for you. Sing a song. Sing it loud. Sing it strong.
It's a 15?
15 all day. Your base damage kills him.
Base damage will kill it, so fuck it.
Yep. All right, so we have no more goblin commoners in the mix. Dustin, you are with 1 hit point.
Yeah.
Mouth is full of tart, sweet joy.
Give somebody a...
Firebolt!
Firebolt!
From the ground.
This time I'm not going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah?
This time he means business.
14.
Miss!
Oh, damn!
By this much.
Yep. Chris, you're up.
I'm not engaging anybody, right?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to move back from the fray 30 feet and bonus action healing word myself.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Yep.
Yes.
Jay?
So I've got, you said 4?
There are 4 that are at a distance.
Little guys or big guys?
Big guys.
Big guys.
I mean, goblins are goblins, but yes.
Yeah, all the commoners are fucking gone.
Yeah. All right, let's cast Healing Word on Dursten.
Hi!
Hemsworth. What is your
name? Haven Goose!
Haven Goose.
Haven Goose!
The long lost.
I'm unconscious.
Yeah, oh, you're unconscious?
Just.
Oh, no, never mind then.
screw your I mean, you know, I don't want to take anything from you.
What's his name? Bourbon Balls? What?
Paul Thomas Barnum?
Barnan, yeah. Barnan Goldfound.
Goldfound.
All right, so.
Healing Word?
Healing Word?
1d4 plus your. 1d4 plus your.
Your Wisdom mod.
Yeah.
So I do that.
Yep.
Yeah. I do that.
Plus 2, it looks like.
Yeah, 2.
6 hit points.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Sweet. Nice.
Sorry, all right, Walker.
I could use those. And Daddy's back.
I can cast another.
If I live that long.
All right, well, then you'll arrow at 1 of the 4.
I'm gonna check something. Should I have like moved back and done that first?
Actually, I was
You did. That's what I did.
The assumption is
Jay, I'm telling you now, if you roll a 1, I'm gonna cast my fearsome fireball.
You can still take another action. Healing Word is only a bonus
action. That's a bonus action. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna go cower with my stone coming buddy.
Mountain Door. I did on that too.
Okay. There you go. All right, you're cowering and you don't come together. What were you asking? Stand up for a part of your movement?
Oh, yeah, so I can still use like sacred
like 5 feet.
You can. Rob, can I? I forgot that that was a. Since I just moved into a bonus action, can I also get an attack?
Yeah. So are you range flame? Weapon or are you moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a produce flame.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 20, not natural.
Yep.
Okay. Four. Sorry, I didn't mean to take your.
It's all right.
Over your turn.
What?
Six.
Six. He's still up.
Fuck. I'm doing the same thing. I got a 15, 16.
16. If you attack the same target, you kill it.
8 damage.
All right. It's dead. Yes. All right, Walker. There are 3 goblins left.
3. Fuck.
Stand up. Fire an arrow. Move back with the cowards.
Yeah.
15 and 3. 18.
Hold it.
4, 3, 7.
Killed it. Two goblins left.
Are they full health?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they've been attacking the same.
They're going to take their turns, and they are fleeing to a. Of course they are. They're fleeing out from this.
Use armor.
Yeah, they're going out from here, and they go back into this room.
It is
now
two times.
Question one more time: are they now, for some reason, in where the oil has been spilled early?
Does anybody know how good you've gotten at that?
It was a failure.
Watch out for that.
It was a failure. It's fine, but the oil is somewhere. Retreat back. It's still somewhere.
They had some of that powder that you spilled.
Pots, you're up.
Yeah, they put kitty litter.
I'm gonna go back to the crate room and.
Drown your sorrows in elf pudding.
Drink a bunch of elf pudding.
Do they go into the same room or two different rooms?
They went here.
They went to the one room. They went to the one room.
If you ask the elves, yes.
That means you just fucking chase them down.
Have healing powers.
No, it doesn't. It's the anti-healing.
Trying to protect one fucking room.
I'm gonna do the.
All right, so real quick, while we caltrop those doors. And coat the caltrops and elf
pudding. It's going to be bad. Huh? It's going to be real bad. No.
What we do, we spread caltrops and then just spill the buckets.
I'm so glad I'm only at 12 right now.
So we Scooby Doo them, basically.
Yes.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more? All right. So they retreat. What are we doing? They're retreating.
We're resting.
We're resting. I'm pouring caltrops out in front of these doors and covering the caltrops with elf pudding.
I would like to, if I can, if we're done with the whole turn-based...
So we will never go this direction.
If we're done with turn-based strategy, that's fine. I would like to take the room that they're going into and retreating into, pour some oil down, and take my tinderbox and light it so they can't try to come back out of it.
That only lasts for like a minute, dude.
Well, then what do I do?
And you're talking about a flame this big. I mean, it's oil. It's not...
All right, fine. I'm using all 3 of my oils.
It's not vape, Mom.
So you're pouring oil around the door they went through?
No, don't worry about it. I just want to make sure that I'm going to come back at us.
We appreciate you trying, but it's really...
I feel like at this point, I have intel.
Yeah, you're doing like some goblins there.
Yeah, so I'm caltropping
It seems like something much worse is about to happen anyway, so
and then
fucking,
I'm pouring my bucket of elf... Putting over and around the caltrops.
Okay, what else? That's what you're working on, Josh. What are you doing?
Pudding. I'm going to sit here and
wallow.
In mediocrity.
You guys are fucking dicks.
Hi, have you met us?
I want to take... does anyone else have dual wielding at all?
Yeah,
I do.
What are you gonna quad?
Do you have weapons to do that with?
I have I have a battle axe. Not a battle axe. I'm an idiot. I'm a scimitar.
So you have nothing to duel well with?
I don't.
I would like to give one of my javelins to my boy over here so he can duel wield if need be.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anyone else need another weapon for duel wielding in case we fucking need this shit?
How much damage do scimitars do? 1d6?
1d6.
Okay. Are we setting pikes for...
So you're trading weapons here?
What's that?
Oh, so Dan is pouring caltrops and elf pudding in front of the doors.
I've got the caltrops. I've got the caltrops, so I'm doing that. And he's grabbing the elf pudding.
Yeah, it was tag team effort.
In the back of the room, in the back of the room, I would like to take my
cock out.
The last of my, I have 50 feet of rope.
No, don't do it. That's a permanent solution.
Shut the fuck up. I know what I'm doing. In the back of the room, I would like to take my 50 feet of rope, put it up somewhere, and just make a solid noose just in case I need to get the fuck out of this because I don't trust these people anymore.
Right. An interesting choice.
I must have. And I'm good on that. unless you think I have like just like an hour to rest to get my The rabbit goes around the tree 6 or 7 times.
Only twice if you're only going for...
You are a fool if you don't think I fucking don't know. Like,
it's okay.
All right, Walker, are you doing anything in preparation?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit and rest for a few minutes.
No.
No short rest?
We can't rest. No, there's no short rest.
Fuck. Well, I'm gonna cross my fingers.
Okay.
I have nothing to do. But
so while you're doing that, these two, and you're getting these two doors secure. Mm-hmm. These two doors open.
Shit.
And out comes a really big, scary-looking hobgoblin with a couple more hobgoblins with him, followed by the other two goblins that ran away. And while they're all kind of pouring out, the non-combatants that were in Goblinville mm-hmm. come streaming out of this passage and running the fuck away. All right, so roll initiative.
So we spread the... I'll take
shit.
You can slay.
I'll take it to play.
Shit. Fuck!
More than my
Is Elf Jizz flammable?
What's that?
Is Elf Jizz flammable?
No, it's not. Sorry.
But it is edible. But it does burn.
But you can... Holy shit.
Do we have the title for this episode?
Nice.
Eric the Timbers.
I think it's time for a 5-minute break.
You think so? Yeah, I think so too. Just give me one. Go ahead, start it, and I'll get this ready anyway. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I just rolled a 20. Come on.
Well, I do need to get your initiatives before you
Hands do. Down. Hands down. Best thing I've heard in fucking 3-4 weeks, maybe 2 months of my life. Does elf jizz...
flammable.
It's flammable. No. But
it just
it
makes
does
like a
burn.
Nice, like a creme brulee. Crusty.
Jesus
you gotta
Christ!
Crack spoon.
That is
I prefer to just go. All
you
way
guys are a really here. Fucked up duo to have to deal with when I've had this many beers.
Okay, Dan, when do you go?
19.
Jay?
5.
Josh?
8. Oh, actually, 9. Sorry, 9.
Chris?
16.
Potts?
13.
Walker?
20.
And Dustin?
22.
All right. What are you adding to that?
Nice. I thought you had the initiative.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Then I'm at 23. And I've been missing that initiative bonus the whole time.
All right. I know what I'm about to do then.
All right. Do you want to take a break?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break and come back to it.
The whole time we played the Shadow of the Demon Lord campaign, I kept forgetting to add
times.
I wasn't recording. Yeah, we actually have to use creatures minis for this because they're hobgoblins are too tricky.
Oh boy. Well, I'm still good.
Look at my monster manual. Hobgoblins are fun.
I got.
All right. Well, this is gonna be me then.
You're not large.
Well, I got that one hit point. So.
Yoga.
All I need.
All right, here's a little guy. That looks like a halfling. That looks like something.
That's me.
Yeah.
Who has a sword? You have a sword and shield. No, you have a mace and a shield. He has a sword and shield. Wing nut right here.
Who's got a fire bolt?
Yeah.
You have a fire bolt right there.
All
right.
That should be your gnome.
It's not a dwarf, but...
Here's a dwarf with a beer.
He's holding his own sack.
That's fine. Sure. I just got this because I recognize it.
No problem. Well, you got your dwarf. You want the dwarf with the beer?
Yeah.
All right. You're the dwarf with the beard.
I'll be the tiefling.
All right, I'll be this taller,
polymorphed,
large character, even though I should be large because I'm a minotaur.
Who am I?
But it would be unbalancing the game, so.
See this sexy dude right here who looks like he has a cloaca?
That's the microphone.
No. Can't even pick him up.
Here's a dragonborn right here. It is actually a dragonborn.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Like, no shit, I just gave it to you.
Damn, right. Daddy.
Who else? Nobody is this guy, right?
I don't believe so.
You don't want to be that guy.
Sword and shield. No. Yeah, sword and shield, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, you're going to be this dwarf instead. You got to be that dwarf. He's way cooler.
Sure.
That way you both can have beers.
You got everybody?
Yeah. I don't know. We got 8. How many people are here?
7.
Huh. We got a spare. 1, 2, 3, me, dwarf, dragon, dwarf. This was the extra. That's you, because that's a cooler miniature.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go, Ralph.
Thank you. All right, so what we got
look
is...
Look at this diorama.
Let's see, what do I have coming out? We've got...
Diorama.
Durable luck.
I've seen that in Mexico.
Wow.
Wait. You got to get the pony over there.
Yeah, that was one of the...
Let's get this dog and pony show on the road.
Hellriders, we should cast Bonitis on the... You see the one where there's like a horse hoof reaching out of the computer screen, like a fist bump? It's when you're watching porn and come at the same time as the horse.
Okay. So we've got...
Long downtime.
We've got...
Damn it.
These are three hobgoblins. They're just regular hobgoblins. This is a named hobgoblin. He's big and scary. We'll do it this
way. I don't know if we're standing there, Rob. I just got to put...
That's where you are now. All right. And then we've got...
We are all in that one room.
Are we in this room, Rob, or in this room?
No, yeah, they're coming in this room here. And so there are columns that populate. This is a goblin witch doctor named Grenell. And these are the two goblins that got away.
Okay, so... Are we in the big room, or are we in the storage room?
We're in the storage room.
I'm a druid. I'm not in the front.
We were all in the storeroom.
Oh, but there were people that were... All right, so wait a second. People who were in the storeroom need to be... Let me know. Show of hands. Who was in the storeroom?
What?
So
I have no idea.
I took over your last place.
So you're not even in this room.
We were spreading cultures.
Oh, yeah.
So we should all still be in the storeroom.
I thought we were all still...
You were spreading cultures in front of the storeroom?
Yeah, he and I were spreading cultures.
I was doing health
in the storeroom or in the...
Out front.
At the out front two doors that they come through.
Okay. So that's where you are. That's you. Which one is Dan?
The tallest one.
All right. So you were over here spreading cultures. You were...
I was the coward in the back.
That's you.
In the storeroom, I guess. That was the blue cave.
If you were in the storeroom, you're not even in this room at all.
Well, I thought we were spreading them in front of the storeroom so we could rest. That's what my idea was.
Oh, I thought it was in front of the doors where they were coming through.
That's where they're coming
right
through.
Right in front, so we could be in the storeroom.
So there's cow trips in front of the storeroom, and there's elf pudding on the other
That changes.
Because we were confused.
That changes a fair amount.
Because we were all retreating so we could rest, because we're all pretty fucked up.
Yeah, we all moved back.
That's logical. But
okay, so you were spreading cow trips.
Just made sense, doesn't
in front of that. You were in the back. The storeroom is this area here. So position yourselves where you are. The door opens. This is a big room. This is Grenell. These are the, or Durga, whatever his name is. These are the hobgoblin warriors.
You said two hobgoblins, and then the other two goblins that we were facing came out through. Right.
They're up there up front. All right.
So there's 200 cauldrons and, like, what is it, 80 gallons of...
I just have one bucket with me.
It's one bucket of
elf pudding. Elf pudding. One bucket of...
One buttload is 216
Okay. So the door is open. They had... Because you did... I'm sorry. The cultures were on the outside of the door?
Yeah.
They were on the outside of the door.
We were retreating to rest.
Okay, so you did that. Ourselves. They all snuck up, cleared away the cultures, and now we're starting combat.
So we did rest. So we were still spreading them.
But they waited...
Did we rest?
Through the keyhole.
We didn't get to rest yet.
You close the door.
That's what we said.
You start your rest. I'm going to rest. And then the door opens.
I didn't think we had gotten to the point of rest.
I thought we were still preparing.
Still at 12, boys.
They wait until you start your rest. While you start your rest, they clear away that. You have 60 minutes that you have to complete for that rest.
Just wait.
More than enough time to scrape away the cultures.
We're screwed, guys. But, you know, whatever they use to clear away, they now burn.
Well, if all of mine, I'm just getting a javelin, can I take a short rest?
Short rest is an hour long.
Yeah, but you said that it took an hour for them to wait for them to move the stuff.
No.
During the hour.
I'm so confused about
it. Okay, so here's what happens. You guys go to the
pull-out text?
You guys go to the storeroom where you are going to spend some time smearing the floor with elf jism and cultures. Once you have completed this task, you then close the door and begin your rest. Some of you undo your pants. Some of you start vigorously masturbating. Others are eating, studying their spell books, and doing the things that you're doing. While this is all happening, minute one passes, minute two passes, minute three passes, minute four passes, minute five passes.
Keep counting.
Each one of those already minutes is 10 fucking rounds or six twice. Rounds. So during that time, the goblins and the big bad guys come out and see that you have elf jism all over the floor because it looks like fucking tapioca pudding. And so they say, look, there are sharp pointy things. They take, we'll just give it, we'll be very fair and very generous and take some time to scrape away for 10 minutes the fucking mess that you guys have made in front of this door. And once they have done, you are now 10 minutes into your rest. When the door opens and a pair of goblins shout, "Bring Ark!" Erky Timber says, "Holy shit!" And combat begins. Dustin, you start.
Shit. I'm going to cast Firebolt.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry, Ross. Sorry. It's the next time I've ever talked about elfgism.
All right. Firebolt, who are you firebolting? You've got
it goblins. Doesn't matter, I missed.
Okay. All right, so you do your thing as you do.
You fizzle out like the elfgism.
16 and 3 is
19. Who are you attacking?
Whoever's standing in the front of the door, the first one.
That would be goblins. All right. They're actually right here. And you are which one?
No, that's one. Which, okay. See, I mean, aren't we all kind of like...
Yeah, but there's a wall there.
Yeah, there's a wall right here. And
yeah, but that's the doorway. I'm shooting into the
You're shooting the doorway. All right, so shoot the goblin.
And if you... Yeah.
It's fine.
If we had 10 minutes, I'm assuming, after we close the door, I'm assuming these two are not standing right in front of the fucking door.
You don't know me.
actually, what's his last name?
Kicksdoor.
Kicksdoor. Fighter Kicksdoor.
If I'm guessing where he's going to be.
Fighter Kicksdoor?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's 8 damage.
8 damage to the goblin. Kills it.
Down.
Easy peasy.
We're done with this fight. Said the guy who has not interacted with the bigger of the foes yet.
Dan, you're up.
Nor will I ever.
Huh. Where you can move up to your speed and use an action anytime during your movement.
All right, so I'm going to move back behind the blue dwarf drinking a beer. And then I'm going to shoot the tall guy straight down the middle.
Okay.
With
Firebolt.
Firebolt! 14 plus 4, I believe. I'm on the recording screen. Yep, plus 4 is 18.
How do you do that?
Catches your firebolt on a shield and bats it away.
Wow, dude, what?
Wow.
All right.
Use the rest of my movement to leave the dungeon.
Oh, shit, guys. Uh-oh. We are fucked.
You heard 18, right?
Door out of here, right?
I did.
I'm just making sure. Just stutter.
Touch. Of course, it's touch. All right. So we're going.
But you got to step over a puddle of sizzling oil.
That's his specialty.
I mean, going out the back door.
Okay. The goblin starts hopping from foot to foot and starts shrieking as she does. 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30. So she's got to move up to here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Red robe person?
That would be Dustin.
Dustin? Dragonborn?
Boy.
And dwarf drinking beer?
Yep.
Blue dwarf drinking beer.
Fuck.
All three of you give me a Christmas saving throw.
There's also red dwarf.
Is that a 20?
Yep.
You got a charisma?
11.
On the nose.
16.
You're fine.
Minus 1.
I add my charisma.
Minus 1, really?
Yep.
15.
15's also fine. All right. So she does her dance and then spits out a vile curse. For a moment, you feel as if you were just almost overcome by the power of her curse, but you shake it off.
It feels like you got a purple nurple.
Purple nurple.
The board is affected by Jay's farts.
Okay. All right. Chris, you're up.
Let me ask you something. If I pull this whistle out and I blow into it as loud as I fucking can, is that an action or a bonus action?
I believe... sucking off the whistle is an action, but let's double check.
Depends on how long you intend to blow.
Blowing on the whistle.
Blowing. Either way, it's a bonus action.
Bonus.
It is not an action.
Okay, I want
Weirdly.
To... I'm going to pull that out, and I'm going to blow on it as hard as I can and hopefully call something from the night. And
oh, actually, it is an action. Sorry.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm going to pull it out and do that.
Okay.
Pull it out and blow.
You blow on the whistle, and there is an otherworldly noise, and you get a feeling from blowing on the whistle that if there was a corpse somewhere nearby that could have heard your call, it would have risen up as a zombie under your control.
Like all the
dead zombies? Like all the dead...
And because it happens to be midnight right now. It's the only time that that works. All right.
So like this all the is like the only goblins? Turn it's going to work at.
But no. There are no corpses here.
I will yell. This is the one time
I'll yell to make a corpse.
I just not within range. Oh, yeah. You're right. You did. Sperm and eggs.
Ah, we get a zombie goblin dead.
All right. Yes. You get a zombie animate dead allows you to create a medium or small humanoid in range. Foul mimicry of life, raising them as an undead creature. Zombie. Yeah, so you got the stats for a zombie by any chance?
That's cool. I can get him.
Good, because I don't want to fuck with it. All right, so you have a zombie under your control.
Where was he?
Right there, it's fine.
It just goes on my initiative turn, I guess.
It should roll initiative.
Okay.
Oh, on each of your turns, you can use a bonus action to mentally command any creature you may with a spell. The creature that's defeated you. You also had to be within 10 feet of the goblin. I will let you do this.
I'll move. Right.
Now that I have this meta knowledge,
I'll move.
Okay, yeah.
I'm scared.
So it rises up with a zombie. That's what happens there. You can also control it to make an attack.
I will do so.
You also decide where it moves.
You said as a bonus action?
So as your bonus action.
Can I do that now?
Yep.
Okay. So, I want
to. Oh, during its next turn. So you have to roll initiative. I apologize.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Eight.
Okay. The cranberries go on eight.
Yes. Cool. All
right.
That's my turn.
Pots.
I'm going to try and shoot the goblin wizard lady.
Okay.
With my not magic bow. And I fucking straight up miss.
All right. Hail Satan. Praise his name. That takes us to the goblin, who is going to use a bonus action to disengage from the zombies, so not to provoke the opportunity attack. 5, 10, 15, 20. And we'll go for Jay.
Cool.
Right.
That's what I would do if I was a goblin.
No, he's not going to do that. He's going to just stay right where
he's at. Cool.
He's going to move 5 feet, move there, and then he's going to shoot you with his short bow.
Cool.
Armor class 20.
Hit.
5 damage. Then it uses a bonus action disengage, so its movement doesn't trigger free opportunity attacks. 5, 10, 15. And it goes back up here. All right, remember there's a wall on
this side. Sure. Inside or outside the room?
Outside the room.
Yeah.
Okay, that takes care of the goblins. Dern, the big Durbaluk tribe of Dern, the hobgoblin. And he is going to move and fuck somebody up. Speed is 30 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. He will go here to here, and he will attack. Call it high or low. Who is this?
That's me.
High or low. Congratulations, you're the target.
Shit.
No way.
All right, that is only a 14 armor class.
Nope.
Okay. That takes care of him. All right, that takes care of... Where am I? Hobgoblin there at the bottom around. Josh, you're up.
All right, I have 30 feet walking. I'm going to run up to this guy.
Him?
Yeah. And I want to take my great axe and swing at him.
All right.
And we have him sandwiched.
I got a 17 plus 5.
Wait. Oh, never mind.
That's it?
I missed one.
17 plus 5, yeah, for 22.
Yeah, that's a hit.
D12 plus 3.
All right.
9 damage. Good show. He's bloodied. All right.
Good.
That brings us to the cranberries. What will the zombie do?
Zombie will attack the big guy there.
Okay.
Let's see. He's going to do a slam attack on
it. Slam him.
Slam attack.
That is a 17.
17 is a miss.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I missed him with an 18 fire blast.
Yeah. Holy shit.
All right.
Wait, 18 missed? Wait, do we have to fucking hit... 19?
Higher than 18?
Yeah. All right, that takes care 20s? Of the cranberries. Jay, you're
up. The fact that I just got 22 was miraculous.
Right. Is there room for me to move up and
hit
this big guy with everybody else?
Yep, and you're right there.
I do not roll well.
With my mace.
Mace.
16. Shit. Nah, I miss.
Okay. The hobgoblins get to go.
We get boons for ganging up on them, or advantage, or whatever it's called.
We're so fucked.
You take the help action.
I forgot I was going to use healing word.
You take the help action.
So fucked.
Hobgoblin 1 is going to attack you there, Josh.
Yeah, he got me.
That's only 11 armor class.
Oh, 13.
Mias.
So that's a mias. Thank God.
I'm going to take the dash action to move to here. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Take the dash action to move.
Oh, guys, we're so fucked.
Right there. Okay. We'll do it this way. That way I don't provoke.
We just need to concentrate.
All right, that takes care of them. That brings us to the top of the round. Walker.
No way I can hit the one in the one they've been hitting with an arrow, right?
He's got cover, so you have disadvantage.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we're going with the closest one with a...
Yeah, pick one and we'll whittle on them from the back, start by clearing a path.
We'll put a one on him.
I can't believe I don't have a backstab or anything.
You should have. Sneak attack?
Yeah, sneak attack you should have.
But that's...
So if...
That's an extra d6 if I hit right. with a ranged weapon. That's... Yeah.
It's not just ranged.
Ranged or finesse?
Yeah, so like if you have a like a dagger or like any kind of finesse weapon, what's your main like...
Oh, it is finesse. All right.
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll stab with a short sword at...
You have to have advantage on the attack roll, though.
Right. If an enemy is engaged...
Within 5 feet. Right. Okay.
All right, so, yeah.
You go for number one?
We're going with number one.
You're shooting him? Or are you stabbing him?
Fuck it, we'll shoot him.
Yeah, okay. Shoot him from where the fuck back there.
Yeah. 17 plus 3 is 20.
Yep.
7d8 and d6.
That's 11. You kill him.
Yes.
Every fucking time.
That's what's up.
An 8 and a 6. Never happen again.
I'm going to go ahead and give Eric a bow, 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 bow.
All right, Dustin, what you got?
Fireball.
Fireball. Yes.
Works every time.
Not this time.
16.
16 against whom?
Go for the giant fucker in the center.
Obviously, it's not
going
to hit him.
Well, no, because he's surrounded by us.
He's about to destroy.
He's about to destroy.
Hobgoblin.
16? You missed. All right.
What did you roll, 17?
16.
What did you know? You rolled 20.
No, I rolled 17 plus my modifiers.
Dan, you're up.
Can I magic the injured big dick guy? Or does he get cover from magic?
He's got cover. Yeah, if it's a spell attack roll.
It's not. It's a dodge. He has to dodge it.
Oh, then you can do. I believe you can do it.
All right, I'm going to troll the dead, and he has to make a wisdom save of 12. 60-foot radius, or range.
Don't you do it.
Failed.
All right, he takes a die 12 of damage,
nice.
Which is 4, because evidently I roll like penises.
He's still up. Okay.
Just going to roll fireballs.
4 again.
The hag.
2.
It's going to run over to here and try to touch you with her hand.
Did you just point at me?
Fuck, missed. All right. So she is burned her second slot.
Whatever that is.
All right. So you're
back. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, Chris.
There's I'm going to disengage if I can. I only have this enemy, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to disengage. 25. That's as far back as I can get. I can't do anything else.
Okay. The bonus section. Pops.
What's the attack roll going to be like if I just dump oil on that guy? Like just.
Yeah. You're still going to have to make a standard dexterity attack roll with disadvantage because you're in the mix of fighting.
But he'll be all ready for the swimsuit portion.
He will.
Damn it. Dustin, I hate your guts, but I love you so much.
All right, so
I want to have your twig-like baby.
It's getting slickable. Yes. Two weapon fighting. I'm going to try and attack the motherfucker.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yes. Double the damage, guys.
Yes!
So what do I do?
Double damage.
Double damage?
Fuck yes.
Double D.
The double D.
Get that double D, boy!
So that is... 7, 10 damage.
All right.
Yes.
Still up, but barely.
Of course.
And second one.
It is a miss.
That's why I tell you that my firebolt.
It's all right.
Should do your hand of ray or frost.
Goblin.
Mix it up a little. Lock.
Goblin comes to here. He's going to shoot at Dustin. That is a 13 armor class.
Miss.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Big scary guy is going to pound on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Rob's got the bad rules tonight. It never happens to this guy,
Mr.
too.
Mr. Schwab, would you like to say that out loud?
That was a natural one.
Does he stab himself?
Josh, you're up.
His hands were so covered.
A falcon dropped from the sky and launched the weapon as it's going towards its target.
Not right. The falcon.
The falcon. All right, Josh.
I'm here. I'm engaged. I guess I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going for the big guy.
Okay.
I'm going to take my great axe again. Let's see what happens.
Nope.
Miss.
Oh, that's a huge miss.
All right.
Fuck.
You missed him so hard.
What?
You have two weapon fighting, so you can fight with an offhand attack.
No, the great axe, though.
Oh, he's doing the great axe.
Right. Yeah, I was.
Sorry,
I
think
it's great axe. Two-handed weapon, so it was like.
Big zombie. Zamble's gonna attack the big guy and probably miss, but we'll go for it.
Do it.
Miss. Yep.
All right.
Damn it.
Jay?
All right, so I'm like in the fracas right now, huh?
Yeah, you are right next to the big guy. And also have a big hobgoblin behind you.
Straight in the
fracas. Yeah, you're kind of like in the mess, my man. Yeah. So.
You should pivot around that hobgoblin.
You are in the free attack situation in this game. Like,
so if you move away from him, he gets an opportunity to attack against you. You can use an action to disengage.
Oh,
since
your action.
I was going to use rolling. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to use an action and just disengage.
I'm just waiting for this big guy to kill me now.
How would you do that?
You
have another slot for healing word or something.
Yeah, use healing word and heal yourself. D4 plus 2.
Is that a minor action?
It's a bonus action.
Oh, okay, because I was going to do that later anyway. So,
okay,
so do I roll for that?
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah, you roll the d4.
D4.
Plus.
Okay.
And then when you back away, and
that's 4 damage.
Yeah. All right, Hobgoblin's going to pound on Josh. Here's a 1.
Here we go.
Nope, that is going to be an armor class of 18.
Oh, that's a 13 for me, so you got me.
Okay, so he gets...
Math checks out.
Fuck, I knew this was about to happen.
It's bad, because he's also using martial advantage. Once per turn, the hobgoblin deal extra 2d6 damage.
Oh, no. All right, well, gentlemen, it has been a goddamn pleasure.
Man down.
9, take 10 damage.
Oh, bye. Boys?
Boys, there you go.
2 fucking hit points.
Herky Timber says, that sure looked like that hurt. And then we've got...
it would be really nice if we could just kill this little motherfucker already and just get him out of our lives.
That hobgoblin closes in on you.
Yeah.
Missed. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Top the round.
Come on.
Walker.
I'm going to die.
So I can move and shoot, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm...
Get that goddamn hobgoblin.
3.
Shooting that one.
Okay.
Maybe we should have bought healing potions in the town before we came here.
Maybe the town should have gone 10, fuck itself before it let its fucking two richest kids
Ray
out
of town.
Holy shit! Ray of Frost.
What?
I like
Firebolt.
I like Ray of Frost.
16.
16 on whom?
Whoever it will hit.
Not the big.
Yeah, not whoever it will hit. That little one.
The goblin. Yeah. 16 is a hit.
All right.
Oh, that's Grinnell. Yeah, she's gonna take
8.
That. Oh, nice 8.
Nice.
Ooh, she does not like that, but she's still up. All right.
Fuck her.
She will be. She's willing. All right.
No, Dusty. Sup, baby. No, Dusty.
Dan, you're up.
Fuck me.
How you doing?
Big dude needs to make a will. Is that last
time? Wisdom.
Wisdom? That other W stat?
That I did not make.
All right. D12 again. It's a new D12. I just ran to the store and bought it.
You kill it.
7.
It is.
Great.
I troll the dead.
Yes.
Nice.
Fuck that guy.
It's actually troll the dead. And troll the dead sounds a lot better.
Yeah, my firebolt got it loosened up for you.
I appreciate that. Him dodging wore him out.
Yeah. Still. Rope-a-dope.
Okey-doke. That takes care of that.
It's demoralizing.
Then we bring us to Grenell. She is going to cast a spell.
You're down to 1, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, you're about to die.
On all the elf pudding.
You're about to die.
Nah.
He's been at 1 for like 2 combats.
I'm invincible.
You don't think that word means what you think it means.
All right. She throws her hand out towards you, and a puff of noxious powder dust thing flies towards you. Give me a constitution saving throw.
Fuck me. 7.
All right.
She's got a lot.
Take 6 poison damage.
Jesus. Jesus, fuck.
All right, that takes care of her. Chris.
Is this whistle still effective?
No.
Okay. All right.
It only works once?
It's only at the stroke of midnight.
I got you. It's fine.
It only needs once per day anyway.
Do I want a sight on her? Do I need to move?
You are here?
Yes. Okay, cool. I'm going to produce flame on her. It's a 14.
14 against her armor class is a miss.
Dang.
All right. That brings to Potts.
Fuck that little cunt.
Wow.
That's
my
card. All right.
It's with a K.
Okay.
Hard K. It's a hit.
All right. She's dead.
It's a hit. Suck it. And then second attack is going to go to the Hobgoblin, I guess.
Okay.
That is a 15.
Miss.
Why are you getting more miniatures?
I'm putting them away, putting them away.
Okay.
Yeah, he's putting them away as they fall. Because he's smart. He knows how to, like, fucking keep
not
his
lose shit.
Yeah.
Goblin. He is going to...
Run away.
No.
Our superior skill at combat.
He's going to shoot at you.
Coward!
You killed our leader! that's a miss. All right. Unless you have an 11 armor class.
I do not. I have mage armor currently floating around.
He is dead. Josh.
He's mage hand.
Allows you to grope yourself from a distance.
Yeah, it makes a little ghostly hand carry shit for you.
Phantom hand.
Okay.
Allows you open doors.
Fucking worthless.
No, it's actually pretty good because you can hit open doors.
I can move 30 feet.
It's the strain.
What gets me out of battle right now?
You can use an action to disengage, which lets you move without fear of being struck.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do, but I also feel like they're gonna yeah. All right, sweet. I'll take that.
All right,
I'm good. Well timed.
All right,
fart.
Let's do that for now.
All right,
just gotta move now.
Cranberry,
fuck us up. I should have.
I'm sorry. Who's an enemy around me besides this guy?
That's an enemy. That's an enemy.
Okay. Oh, y'all just fucking left me. I got it.
Well, you just fucking stayed.
What is this?
It's not that we left. You stayed.
Okay, I was surrounded, and I was killing them.
I'll tell you.
I mean, you're a berserker. We didn't want
to. It's 16.
But the hot goblin has a miss. All right. Jay, you're up.
From a power line of door kickers.
All right. Go berserk on Thor's.
I guess I can only see the big guy, huh?
My great-grandfather.
No, you got the big guy, hobgoblin,
and goblin.
And goblin.
And the goblin's actually behind the door because he just pops in and out.
So you got the arm square.
Like a
goblin.
Like a trouser weasel.
A trouser weasel.
Which one of them is in
the
to
be confused with the toilet weasel.
Right. Totally different.
Of the two hobgoblins,
they're both fresh.
They're both fresh.
They're both fresh? Really?
Right.
So I thought I hit one with an axe.
You killed one.
Oh, I killed one?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, hey, that's I did my job. One.
Plus right. 4, however. Still a failure.
Still a good failure. All right, the hobgoblins are going to go. Hobgoblin 1 is going to move 5 feet to there and
great.
Going to pound on you. That is a 23.
No, it's a miss.
He's going to use.
Don't we all fucking wish?
Martial advantage to get his extra 2d6 damage.
Jesus, I tore.
Oh, motherfucker. 5 damage.
I'm still up.
Really?
Damage. Really? Dude got 12 damage on me earlier.
All right.
I'm down.
And this one is going to go for Mr. Red Robe. That's Dustin, right?
Fuck.
Yeah. It was Dustin.
He's going to go over here, attack.
I take my legs.
1 to 3, 4 to 6. Coming for you. All right. And he does not get martial advantage. That is 19 armor class.
Yep.
For only 2 fucking damage. All right. There it is. That takes care of the hobgoblins. Walker, you're up.
Arrow with that one.
Little guy.
So don't worry about that little
miss.
Miss.
Okay. Yes. Dustin.
Firebolt.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm gonna dance with the girl.
Oh, we got a tiny hit. Which target?
This one. On this
okay. Closer, and damage, please.
So that's a 10.
One.
All right.
Damage. Get a bonus. There's no.
Is there a bonus for a 20?
You roll double the dice.
Oh.
Two.
That's a 9.
So that's 10 damage total. Good show.
Still
there. All right. Dan.
Attempts to control the dead on the one he just hit.
I knew that fireball was best thing around.
Wisdom save 12.
Works 50% of the time.
Every time. Hold on. Let me look at Lakeshina's half.
It shouldn't be in front of cantrip.
Okay.
No. All right, Chris.
Here, watch me do a little fireball.
I'm gonna stand on the ground and hit.
Finally hit.
19.
19 on whom?
The one that's directly
right in front of you. Yes, that's a hit.
Okay.
Crack. 10 damage.
My agility is.
It's gonna be 5 slashing, and I'm gonna use my unarmed. Offhand with a gem.
Okay.
That's a 15, so that's going to miss.
Yes. All right. Potts.
I'm down.
D20.
Shit.
Don't die.
I am DT dying.
All right, take one death. You've got one skull. You take 3, total of 3. You are dead. All right, DTD. That brings you to the goblin. He's jumping back out. Shoots you back in.
I'm always DTD.
He is going to shoot
you know me.
At...
Down to drown.
You're for the halfling? Of course. Only armor class 10.
Yeah, no,
that's all right.
Gonna be a miss.
And then we have Josh.
All right. I guess I'm going to run up to this guy over here next to my boys.
Okay, this guy here?
Yep.
All right.
And I'm going to... So I want to do the hand axe the javelin. The dual wield.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So how do I go about that?
So just make your normal attack with your hand axe.
Shouldn't it be?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here I go with the hand axe. I got a 12 plus 5. That's a 17.
Miss.
It's a miss.
Offhand, just don't add your proficiency bonus.
Okay, cool.
So drop that
and here's the offhand.
Miss.
Miss. Miss. All right. Miss. All right. Sorry, guys.
Zombie.
Crushing Buddha.
Stab the guy next to him.
Miss. All right, Jay.
What's the trick name?
Not everybody can have that fireball.
That's true. Try to bludgeon him with my mace.
That's a miss.
That's a two. Yep.
If we go through all of
we're
this,
we're all about to fucking die.
For fucking
zombie
sake.
Gets gummy. Can zombies?
We're all about to fucking die.
Zombies make opportunity attacks. I think they can.
Yeah, they can.
All right, go ahead.
It's a one.
Yeah, that's
one.
Technically, that's 23 on you, Josh, for 5-6 damage. 7 damage.
On me?
Yep.
Oh, I'm dead as shit.
All right, you drop. Okay, that brings us to the top of the round. Walker, you're up.
I guess we're doing another fucking arrow shot.
Into the injured one.
Fireball.
Injured one.
Yeah, you don't.
Which one's injured?
He's injured.
They're both injured.
Oh, okay. Injured most.
That would be this guy, but you don't get sneak attack on him. You get sneak attack on him.
Sneak attack.
Yeah.
Sneak attack. Then, yeah, we'll go with the sneak attack one.
Yeah.
Sneak.
No, or we won't.
Okay, Justin.
Firebolt. Nope.
Alrighty, Dan.
The one who is not granting advantage to the rogue. The other injured one needs to make a wisdom save of 12 or more.
Fail.
Take a die 12 damage, which is 12!
He dies.
Yes. Suck it as I troll the dead.
All right.
Hey, leave some for the rest of
them. Chris, you're up.
I am disengaging.
Okay.
Wait. Nobody can be behind me, so I would have moved to that corner preemptively as soon as I
Potts, death save.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking one.
That counts as two, He's so dead. You die.
You're dead.
Oh, oh goddammit. Fighter! Are you shitting me?
Fighter
keeps the door.
Welcome to the grave, bud.
The goblin.
Yeah, there you are.
You're not there yet.
I mean...
Darts out and shoots at Dan.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
dead.
Shit.
Missed. All right, that takes care of the goblin. Josh, you're up.
It's okay. I got a roll, or can I just eat?
He's gonna roll a d20.
Or can I just eat this berry this dude gave me?
You're unconscious.
You shit.
Everyone, calm down.
He had a preemptive story
to
level,
bud.
For just this moment.
For just this moment.
You've been cool. Can you blow on that for me? Thank you so much.
Also, blow on his dice. I said, blow this too.
Hey, it passed.
You got a success. All right.
Thank you so goddamn much.
That takes care of that cranberry.
He will move
20 feet, right?
Kill the goblin.
Yeah, kill the goblin in the door. You attack the goblin, the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. The wizard already there.
Sounds.
Yeah, attack the goblin.
You relieve healing.
That's a 19.
19 is a hit of the goblin.
All yes.
Right. Ah, it's the queen.
Yeah. I saw 7.
Say that. 7?
Yeah.
You killed the goblin.
I am ashamed.
Nice.
What are you not, Dustin? Just chill out, dude.
Sometimes I sleep.
Take us home. There's one guy left.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I can roll a 3 this time.
Oh, no.
Hey. Oh, that's a 20.
And what were you doing?
Second flame? Bludgeon.
I don't know. Attacking?
Macing?
Okay. Macing?
Yeah, macing.
Taking ass, taking names.
4 or 5 damage.
5 damage!
Bludgeoning damage.
You got him down to 1. I will respond by attacking you back.
No, you won't.
13 armor class?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Walker, it's your chance to wrap it up.
Nope, not going to happen.
Dustin, it is your chance to
firebolt for the win.
Firebolt.
You just have to hit him.
Hold on to your dicks.
Literally, right at reason.
19. Oh! Yes. Hey, you know what, Dustin? Tonight, you're going to sleep.
By Grabsar's hammer, you have done it.
I'm dead, though, so fuck all of you.
Is there any flavor text, bro?
No.
Wait, I thought they came out and blocked the wall of text.
Yes. Now we can see. Can I make a roll to haunt them?
900, 1000, 1100, 1250.
I do 9 damage.
Can I make a roll to haunt them?
Yes, you can make a roll to haunt them.
Yes.
On who?
All right.
Us.
Give me a success. Come on.
You're going to haunt me.
Not the red shirt. 14.
All right, everybody gets 178 XP.
Somebody just let me know when we level.
What?
178.
178?
Oh, we got 95 last time.
So yeah. 273.
So you are 27 away from leveling.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's just keep 273.